Former executive director of the National Service Scheme, Boniface Gambila, says the protocol list should have been factored into the postings long before the exercise commenced. In an interview with Radio Ghana, Mr. Gambila said those in leadership should resist influencing the work of the National Service Secretariat for the scheme to operate efficiently.
When postings are being done, first of all, there is a publication before the service year which calls on institutions and organizations to make their requests of their needs and assure the National Service that these requests they are making, they really have work for the service persons when they come. And based on that, when you are doing the postings, you post according to the manpower demands of the society. So the demand and supply for manpower operates at that level. Now, you have been able to post people according to the request from the institutions. And that is what we may call a protocol list. That's the first starting point of a protocol list. The other side of a protocol list is requests made based on health grounds, based on spousal grounds, or based on some other peculiar issues that demand that a person should be posted specifically to a certain area rather than away from a point for some reason.
These things often happen that some influential person in society can just call the director of the National Service and say, I have this person, post him or her to this organization for me. It does happen.
Yeah, when it does happen, you, the director, you have to explain the importance of the service to the minister. When you explain this to some of them, they understand. And so they allow you to do the posting as you see fit to develop the person.
How do you deal with over-concentration of service personnel in the cities, especially Accra, as is the situation now? Accra is supposed to be given 16,500, but now the population of national service personnel stands at 24,000.
You look at the manpower demands from the institutions or from the organizations nationwide.
That was a former executive director of the National Service Scheme, Boniface Gambila.